Emma, Dave and Aisling. Obviously, Dave not here this week. We normally put him through his paces this time on a Thursday. But we're going to make another man sweat in his absence.
Absolutely.
The girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Welcome to the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Aisling and the women of Dublin, we test our Dave on all things girly. But, He's not here. Oh, damn, Ash, what are we going to do?
He's somewhere in the middle of the med, and we've brought in the next best thing, Dave's housemate, Ben.
Hey! Good morning, everybody.
Ben is famous on this show because Dave talks about you incessantly.
I know.
You're mentioned on our show at least once daily.
Yeah, why not? And I should. I've been working in radio 10 years. This is the most nervous I've ever been about doing something.
Just for a little bit of context, Ben is a serious guy. Him and Dave, I guess, kind of chalk and cheese.
Yeah, I would think so.
They would say opposites attract. Ben reads the news, is a serious journalist, and for some reason is really good friends with the opposite of that being David Hammond.
Yeah, what's in that friendship for you?
I don't know. He let me live in his house.
Okay, so that's kind
he let me move in.
Where it stems
from.
Yeah,
I was homeless and he took me in. It was like Lady and the Tramp.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
perfect.
That works.
We won't ask.
Do you really like him?
He's all right.
Yeah. Do you miss him on his holidays?
I don't at all.
Really?
It's been the best week ever.
So you're not lonely?
No. I'm going on my walks by myself. I've been catching up on podcasts. And as well, when you go for a walk with David, he's just so slow.
He's a slow walker,
he's such
isn't he?
A slow walk.
Oh my God, that doesn't surprise me one bit.
He's not going out for a walk for exercise. He's just going out to look at the trees.
Yeah.
Just meandering
along. And eventually
along.
End up in the pub.
Yeah. It's like bringing a child along with you.
Yeah.
I have been in training for this though.
Okay, yeah, he sent us a picture of you like holding up a tampon or something.
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah, he sent it over.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
My housemates...
Linda.
It was Linda, Aisling and Fiona, all three of them.
All the girls.
We did, it was a dry run with a tampon. but just to
ouch.
See... just to run through the process, it was more of a refresher. That applicator that comes with it, that's a serious piece of kit.
Isn't it just?
Cool. Yeah.
Was it a cardboard or a plastic?
Plastic.
Okay, yeah. They're the best.
Yeah,
the
no
cardboard's
expense spared.
Better for the environment, sore in the body sometimes.
Great. Yeah. Mm.
All right, Ben,
cool.
You have to get three questions right today to win the girly quiz. You do have two lifelines. One is a Simplify, which is like a 50-50 option. And the other is your phone a female.
And that's Karen who's standing by. Morning, Karen.
Morning, guys.
How are you feeling for this? Are you excited?
Yeah, can't wait.
Do you have faith in serious newsreader Ben?
We'll see how he goes.
Okay.
Don't worry, Karen, I've been training. It's
okay.
Fine.
Really? Okay, good.
Just to know, thanks, Karen. Talk to you in a sec. Now, the girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy. And listen to this, very cool. This weekend, you can bring any unwanted foundation to one of their stores and they'll be on hand to find your perfect match and trade it in for a free, full-sized Sculpted by Amy foundation from over 100 shades and finishes. Unbelievable.
And for coming on, Karen, you win yourself a lovely Sculpted by Amy product bundle as well, just
one
for helping Ben out.
One more matter to attend to. This is the girly quiz. We will be venturing into all sorts of womanly areas. So if there's little ears in the car, finger on the dial, just so Ben is covered. Okay, we got to go?
Yeah.
The great thing about this is Aisling and I can delve into the archives of some of our favourite girly quiz questions that we asked Dave before.
Yeah, so guess what? We don't have to come up with new ones.
Okay.
And also, these are just fun. Question one on the girly quiz this week with Ben Finnegan, Dave's housemate. Begins with this. Describe a vajazzle.
Oh, right.
Family show now, Ben.
Yeah. I know. It's kind of an enhancement of the...
You can say that.
Yeah. I don't want to.
You have to. You have to.
It's kind of like you bejewel it, don't you? You put some like glue on it and
glue.
Then...
I don't know where you're talking about.
Vagina.
Oh. You can't say that, Ben.
Okay, yeah, you need to be specific.
So you put some
glue on the vagina.
You glue around that general area, and then you get like jewels and place them down in a decorative pattern.
What kind of design do you think?
I don't know. Is it like a stained glass window or something? I don't know. You can go for anything, like a arrow.
Oh,
yeah, that would be.
Would that
kind
be
of
your preference?
Crafty?
I don't have a preference.
What's your favourite one you've ever seen?
I haven't ever seen
one. All right, so in a concise answer, describe a vajazzle there.
Dip it in a bit of glue and put a few jewels on it.
Bit of Pritt stick and we're off. Aisling, what are you saying?
Ah, you're absolutely correct.
Excellent.
Decorative glitter or crystals on the pubic area. Well done, Ben. Okay, you're on to question two.
Woo.
What do the letters LBD stand for?
Huh? In what context?
In the any context of the girly quiz. What do the letters LBD stand for? You do have Karen standing by and you have your simplify option.
LBD.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I'm going to have to go to Karen. Okay. I've absolutely no idea. I was thinking like a butt lift, but that doesn't make sense.
Are you thinking of a BBL?
Yeah, that's
what you're thinking of. Okay, LBD. Very common. I would say 99% of women would know that. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks, Owen. Listen, Ben has 30 seconds on the clock to discuss with Karen and hopefully get a right answer. Let's go.
How are you, Karen? How's it going? How's the family?
Good, Ben. Good. How's yours?
Mine's okay.
Oh, he's one of them.
Okay, what's an LBD?
It's a little black dress.
Oh. Oh, that's not...
You thought that was going to be way worse.
Is that innuendo or something?
Not at all.
No, innuendo. Just for a little black dress.
Oh.
If you'd say to the girl or the girlies in the group, you know...
LBD.
What are you wearing tonight, girls? A little LBD. Then girls would know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks, Karen.
Easy. No problem, Ben.
Well done, Karen. All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Ben. Do you want to lock it in? What is an LBD?
Oh, it's a little black dress. No, they forgot it there for a second.
You're absolutely right.
Fantastic. Well done.
Well done. And Karen, you won yourself that Sculpted by Amy product bundle.
Amazing. Thanks. Cheers, so Karen. Much, guys.
Thank you, darling. Again. Appreciate you. Bye. No.
Enjoy that,
bye.
Karen. You deserve that.
I sure do, Ben.
Oh, she's working hard, Karen. All right, question three, Ben.
You still have a simplify option should you need it. Ben, how many centimetres dilated does a woman have to be before she gives birth?
I feel like I've studied Heaney and Boland has come up. Where are the tampon questions? I did so much work on tampons.
What did you learn about tampons this week?
I learned how to put them in. I learned how to take them out. I learned some horror stories about some tampons.
Toxic shock. Oh.
They can be left in there.
Yeah, they can get lost.
Some people forget to take the applicator out, which I don't know how that happens because it's effectively having a third leg.
So you've been absolutely traumatised this week.
I've been reading up so much on tampons. And you're asking me about dresses and dilation.
So you're just like, you hear girly quiz, you're like, girl equals tampon. Awesome.
Okay. Great.
Got the book. Tampons for Dummies. Read it cover to cover.
Okay. Have you ever watched like a medical drama or say like
Grey's Anatomy,
Friends when Rachel's having her baby?
So it's going into labour.
Labour's one thing, and then we're talking about giving birth. Okay.
Yes, true, yeah.
Okay, so this is the start of birth.
This is the start of
push.
We're crowning push now, darling.
Okay.
Labour can go on for days.
Can I give an estimate?
You just talk.
Does it have
your,
to be dead on? Can I get the simplify? Because I could say a number here that is wildly offensive.
Throw out the number in your head.
No.
You have to. It's the rules.
You have to tell us everything. That's what Dave does.
I want to say 6. Is that mental?
Okay. Quite small. Okay, we want to go with your simplify option.
Baby's head?
Can we get in simplify mode there, Ash, please?
Entering simplify mode.
Brilliant, I like it over here.
Okay, how many centimetres dilated does a woman have to be before giving birth? Is it A, 15 centimetres dilated?
Okay.
Or B, 10 centimetres dilated? You thought it was 6.
I'm just looking at those bagels now, just trying to see, how big is that?
Oh my God, you're looking at the bloody holes in the bagel.
Stack of bagels in the room.
How big is that bagel? 15 centimetres is a small ruler. Like, that's
body part. Like,
that baby has a head like a handball, Ellie.
Like American football.
Yeah.
Long ways.
You're giving birth to Hey Arnold.
Poor Hey Arnold.
it's a rugby ball long ways coming out. No, I'm going to say 10. It has to be 10.
Gonna go with 10.
Final answer. 10.
Yeah.
Ben Finnegan.
Yeah.
You have just.
Yeah.
Won the game!
Yeah! I'm a woman! Yes!
And not a tampon in sight.
Not a tampon. The tampon bonus round now.
I can't wait until some random time in life when you have all this tampon knowledge and it comes out in good use. And you're going to impress someone so much.
Well, Ben, you see, the benefits of a tampon compared to a pad.
Or I want to see you, like, with your future wife in labour going, and when will she hit the 10, doctor?
When's the rugby ball coming out?
Hey, Arnold. Listen, Ben, absolute pleasure. Thank you so, so much. And you can hear him on Today FM News this afternoon.
Yeah.
For all your headlines and updates.
Yeah, a non-tampon related topic.
I challenge you to throw the word tampon into a bulletin today.
Okay. Yeah. Why not? I'll put it in the weather. It's raining tampons.
It's the Girly Quiz. With Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy. Spin 103.8.